The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yes, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our expert in the house today is Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. How are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing good. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, so, it feels like you were just here.
Right. I know. A week goes by so quick.
Gosh,
anymore.
I know. But you just do a tremendous job for so many people in our area. But someone, I was telling him earlier, someone may be listening this morning that's never met you or heard about your company. So maybe just for the first few minutes, give us a little background on how long you've been here, who you are, what you do, all that good stuff.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, I come across people all the time that that I haven't met or haven't met me or hadn't heard about us. You know, our city's always expanding and growing. And even though we've been here for 21 years now
wow.
in business, you're always coming across new people. So mm-hmm. Pensacola is one of those cities that's always growing, always expanding, military people getting transferred,
oh,
vacation.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We specialize in home renovations, home remodeling, and then we have a flooring store that specializes in all flooring installs and sales. So we stock material and we import it, and then we sell it to other contractors or homeowners, and then we also install it. So
wow.
we try to be a full service company. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, obviously doing a lot of remodels, there's a lot of items we don't do, like the mechanicals, like power, water, you know, electrical and AC, but we sub those things out and we have contractors we can call in to do them. So we try to be a full service remodel company. And you can always call our office, 850-332-5905, or stop by and see us at our store. My wife runs a store up there on Palafox Street, 9320 North Palafox. She's always happy to see new people. So
and you can pick out your own flooring there and design and things like that.
Yep.
And one of the things you mentioned too is you have a whole team that works with you. You have these folks that have been with you for a long time that sounds like they're specialists in what they do.
They are, and that's what it's all about. Because, you know, when I started originally, like, say, 21 years ago, I think, in 2005, we had just me and a couple guys.
Right.
And we all did everything. And
right.
over the years, it come to make more sense to have guys that specialize in certain things. The problem with it is, like, if you have a guy that just does sheetrock and that's all he does,
mm-hmm.
you have to have enough business to keep him busy and doing just sheetrock all the time.
Right.
So it takes a long time to grow a clientele that big enough. So that, like, if we have guys that just paint, they're specialists at painting, we need to have painting jobs for them to do every day. So it takes a long time to grow that size of a company and that size of a clientele to be able to do that. But we have achieved that and we have reached that. So we do have like 40 guys that work for
wow.
us, and they all do different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So like when we take a house and we remodel it, it's basically like an assembly line. We're going to send a couple guys in there to tear it out and gut it, and they're going to do the framing. So they're fixing any wood rot or reframe it, relay it out if we're doing a different layout. As soon as they're done, we're going to sub out the power, the electrical, the AC, and have our mechanicals done. And then we're going to send one of our sheetrock crews in there, sheetrock it. We're going to send a trim crew behind them to trim it. We're going to send our kitchen and bath crew to set the cabinets, one of our paint crews. Then we're going to send a flooring crew, and then our detailed final crew that's going to come in, do all the mini blinds and doorknobs and, you know, items like that. And at the end, we'll have the landscaper come in, cut the grass and
wow.
mulch the beds. And it really is like an assembly line.
Yeah.
And it's a long time in the process of building it. It's not easy to keep it going.
No, I imagine not.
It's a lot of work.
I would imagine so. If you've got a question about construction and flooring and the things that Jonathan does with his company and this team, 850-437-1620. We've had fun on some of the previous shows, folks, asking very specific questions, so don't be afraid to do that. I think vinyl planking was one of the ones that's
right.
been a major topic so far, and the difference between that and carpeting, et cetera, and then remodeling, so many different things that you can talk about. I'm kind of curious, though, how many homes would you say you've built?
Ooh,
over
built
the years?
Or remodeled? Because mostly remodeled is what we do.
Yeah.
When it comes to building, we don't do a lot of new construction.
Mm-hmm.
We've built a handful, maybe a dozen.
Okay.
Mostly for ourselves and sold them, or built them with other builders in most cases.
Right.
They're customers of ours. As far as remodels, I would say we do anywhere, Around 100 a year for full renovations. I would say ticket-wise, we probably do, you know, 800 to 1,000 tickets a year. And but a lot of them are small jobs, maybe like just painting or just flooring. But actual remodels, we probably do 25 that are major remodels and probably 75 that are just getting it ready for the market, like painting floors and simple.
So you can help somebody if they're getting ready to sell their home and need to make some changes and fix it up, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would say we've probably done upwards of 2,000 or 3,000 homes at least.
Wow. So that tells me you got a lot of experience.
We definitely have a lot of experience. And crazy thing is, no matter how many houses you do, you always come across something new.
Well, they're all different,
they're
especially
all different.
In this community.
And so my brother works for me, and he's my project manager. So that's another reason why I've been able to expand and grow as far as I have, because I have a good team. So I got my brother that's there. He does project managing. I have another guy, Steve, that does project managing. And then I have, you know, the staff in the store, which my wife runs a store. And then I do the sales and pretty much all around whatever needs to be done, whether it's sales or appointments or whether it's just going with the guys and putting some flooring in for the day. I try to be flexible. But it takes a whole team of people. It takes a whole team of people to pull it off.
Okay, got a question from one of our listeners. It's a very specific one, and it's a good one. It says, I had some water damage, and it affected the first few inches of the sheetrock of the bottom wall. Will I need to replace the entire sheetrock wall, or can you kind of just cut part of it away and replace it, the portion that's affected? How does that work?
Right. So, so we see this a lot. I know you were just talking about hurricanes before I came on. And we see this a lot with storms when you see flooding and people will get several inches of rain in their house. Back in 2014, we had that major flood where it rained and flooded the whole city.
My house got flooded.
Right. So what we will do is we're going in, we'll cut the sheetrock 2 foot up. And then in bad cases, we'll cut it 4 foot up. So what we're looking for is really not just the sheetrock, but we're looking for the insulation behind it, because we don't want that insulation to sit there with water on it and cause mold and mildew and things like that. So that's just as important as the sheetrock in most cases. So we'll cut the sheetrock 2 foot up, 4 foot up if it needs it, and then replace the insulation. You can treat the wood, dry it out, just put fans or blowers on it and make sure the wood and the framing's dried good. But you can spray it with microband, which will help it from stop mildewing and things like that down the road. And then put new insulation, new sheetrock, new baseboards.
And I'm guessing you probably have to get new floors, too, at that point.
If the water got high enough to mess up the sheetrock, it's most likely messed up the floors. In some cases, maybe not. You don't know. You might have a porcelain tile or even a glued-down vinyl plank that may very well hold up to that. But again, where it comes in a problem when you have a flood, and I see this a lot with storms, and people will be like, well, I got tile, and the adjuster trying not to pay for the floors, is the water that gets under it. That's the problem. It doesn't necessarily ruin the floor, but if water gets under it, it can cause mildew and mold and things like that. And that's where we have to talk to the insurance adjuster and be like, hey, this needs to come out because we need to treat and clean the slab just to make sure it's sanitary and then put a new floor down. And those are all things we've had to deal with over the years, and that just comes with experience of dealing with those and learning those things.
Well, and typically with these storms, especially in the old houses, I might be able to get through a regular, you know, shower or thunderstorm, but when these big events happen, all of a sudden you get the leaks in the ceiling and you see that water creeping through the cracks and those kinds of things. Are you able to come in and help clean that up too?
We definitely are. We do a lot of that, and so we're seeing more and more water erosion and problems in Escambia County from just simply the building. We've built so much in this city in the last 20 years. We're cutting down a lot of trees, and those trees absorb water. So it's definitely a problem that the county is working on addressing, and we're seeing, that's why when you see all these new commercial buildings or neighborhoods going up, you see all these holding ponds everywhere. You know, 20 years ago, we weren't putting holding ponds everywhere. But now with all the trees that we've cut down, we have to, you know, move that water somewhere else. And so even if it doesn't flood your house, just sitting on top of the ground, it doesn't get absorbed as fast. So when we do have a storm or a lot of rain, it's much easier to flood than it would have been, say, 20 years ago.
That makes sense.
And we're seeing a lot of problems with off-grade houses, water getting under them. So we need to make sure we have good ventilation around the house and good skirting so that air can blow under the house and it keeps those subfloors dried. I've seen quite a few in the last couple of years where people have like subfloors buckling and they'd be like, oh, well, the house was built 50 years ago. It's been fine. And it may have been fine for the last 50 years, but we're seeing more and more water and it's getting under house. It's hotter. When it's hot, that moisture just sits there and it grows and it builds. And we can definitely see problems to the subfloor. And that's a lot of things that can be addressed just simply with ventilation. You know, just ventilation or putting a good moisture barrier under the house. You can put a 6 mil plastic moisture barrier on the ground. That will help stop the moisture from coming out of the ground and getting onto the wood. That's always a good thing to do. Or like I said, ventilation or just preventive maintenance, mm-hmm. things like that, you know.
Well, that's such important information. Those are things I didn't know anything about, so I'm very impressed.
And it's something that's specific to our city.
Yeah.
It's happening here. It may not happen somewhere else.
Correct.
You know, if you have somebody from out of town that moved here and they're working, they may not realize these issues, but it's something that's specific to our area.
No doubt about it. So if I wanted you to come out and take a look at my home, then maybe I just moved here or something, what would I need to do? I mean, do you do that? Is there a fee for that? How does all that work?
Right. So it's a free estimate. And actually, we like doing it. I mean, even if you're not planning on doing it right now, you're just shopping for pricing or information. So we set Tuesdays and Thursdays aside to do estimates. So every Tuesday and Thursday, I pretty much do appointments all day. That's my job. And so I'll do an appointment probably every 30 minutes, all day Tuesday, all day Thursday. So if you call, we're just going to put you on the schedule for the next opening, the next Tuesday or Thursday. And you can just give our office a call, 850-332-5905, or just stop by and see us at 9320 North Palafox. Ask Sherry or Becca to put you on the schedule, and they'd be happy to do so.
Okay, so are you talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring? Got a comment here that just came in that says, How are you able to run a construction company and flooring company and stay on top of all your jobs efficiently? I see you have great reviews, and I'm just curious how you're able to put all of that together or off and still maintain a sound mind for your family.
Okay, well, that
LOL.
That can be hard.
Might be somebody you know, I'm thinking.
I don't have baby. So part of it is that they run together. So the flooring and construction, even though they're two separate companies, they're in the same field. So we're doing the same basic thing, you know, whether it's remodeling a house, doing sheetrock and paint, or putting flooring in, it's the same basic thing, mm-hmm. For us. And then it just comes back to where we have a good crew. You know, if I didn't have my brother doing project managing and keeping up with jobs for me, and I didn't have my other project managers or even just some of my crew leaders that have been with me a long time, I wouldn't be able to.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes down to delegating a lot,
right.
Which is something I'm very hard with doing. Because I always want to do everything myself,
I feel like
I'm going to do the best at it. But that's where you have to say, hey, you know, I got these guys, I trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Dallas will call me and be like, how do you want me to do this? I'm like, hey, I trust you. I know that you know what you're doing. I'll come look at it later, but you go ahead and go with it, you know. And that's where you have to have a good team that you trust. And that's what it's all about. You can't do it by yourself.
Well, he sounds pretty sound of mind to me, at least so far. So, talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. This is a great time. If you've got some specific questions about your home, or maybe you're looking at a home, or you're thinking about making some changes, you can text those questions in at 850-437-1620. Got another question for you, Jonathan.
Okay.
Here we go. Just about everybody in Pensacola. I have popcorn ceilings, but not a big fan, and it seems like they have. And seems like they have peel away issues. What good alternatives are there for popcorns?
So a lot of cases, people will come to us and say, hey, we want to take the popcorn off. We want smooth ceilings. But what they don't realize is you could just do a light texture. You don't have to do a smooth ceiling. A smooth ceiling will show every imperfection ceiling. So in most cases, what we will do is we'll go in there, we'll scrape all the popcorn off. Now, when they popcorn ceilings, they mm-hmm. usually will just tape the drywall in and put a coat of mud on it. So they just what's called bedding it in. They're bed the ceilings in. They don't sand and skim them because they're not looking for a fine finish. They're mm-hmm. going to cover it with popcorn. So in most cases, when we scrape that popcorn off, the sheetrock is not in good enough shape to just retexture or paint.
Right.
So we need to come in there and refloat it all. We need to do a skim and then sand and touch up. And then once we do that, then we'll plastic it off, retexture it with a light orange peel, and then prime and paint it. And it's very common. And mm-hmm. we do it a lot. The only downside to it is just messy. When you're scraping popcorn off, it's just really messy.
Right.
So it's always easier if the house is empty. But if the house is occupied, we just take it room by room, plastic mm-hmm. it off, scrape the popcorn, you know, sand it, skim it out, touch it up, prime paint texture. And in some cases, we will do slick, you know, if they want slick ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
Most people have orange peel on the walls, so slick ceilings aren't really going to match the walls very well.
Right.
So you're going to be better off just to orange peel. Like our new construction houses, we just orange peel the whole house. Walls, ceilings.
And when you say orange peel, what does that mean?
So it's just a really light texture. It's really light, you know,
Like most, orange peel.
Like what's on our walls here in the studio.
Okay,
yeah. Just a really light texture. Just standing back looking at it, you don't even really see a texture.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. It's just a light, you know, covering the wall to make it all evenly and uniformed.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what it is.
Great questions coming in. 850-437-1620. Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So you were mentioning to me a little while ago that you've got some things going on in July that folks might want to know about.
That's right, yeah. So while we get
that's
time,
just next week, by the way.
I'll take the time. And so my wife actually said, you know, for 4th of July, she wants to do a Made in America sale. And so it's going to be everything American. Now we do have one manufacturer that we buy from that is trying to pretty much make everything in America, engineered floors. And so we have a 5mm vinyl plank and we have a 6mm. Now our 5mm usually sells for $299 a square foot. That's with pad already attached to the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you have to look at that because you will go places like some of the big box stores and they'd be like, oh, $299, same price as ours. But they don't have pad attached to it. And they want to sell you the pad for 50 or 60 cents a square foot,
mm-hmm.
which we already do that. So our 5mm is $299 a square foot, but we're going to sell it for $249 the whole month of July. And so it's American first month. And so then our 6.5mm is usually $349 or $399, and we're going to sell it for $329.
That's great.
So it's going to be for the whole month of July. It's only on American-made products. All the rest of our products are going to be just regular price, which are still good prices, because we price shop, you know, so we try to stay competitive.
Right.
But as far as our American-made products, we really want to promote those for the month of July.
I think that's great. Go USA.
Right, yeah. And why not? You know, we need to start selling more and more American products.
Absolutely.
We're seeing more factories push that way,
mm-hmm.
and starting to invest. That's the problem, is that we don't have a lot of factories here to make it.
Right.
Which people don't realize that. They're like, oh, well, I don't want to buy Chinese products. Well, we don't have a factory here making it, so mm-hmm. we don't have much of a choice.
Right.
But we're seeing more and more companies, some of the bigger manufacturers are starting to invest back into factories here. Like engineered floors, all the American-made flooring we're getting, that factory was just built 2 years ago.
Oh, no kidding.
It's been being built for the last four, but it was just finished 2 years ago.
Wow, okay.
So it's a brand new factory.
Mm-hmm.
And to my knowledge, it's the only one that I know of that's making vinyl plank in America.
Interesting.
Right now. And so some of the other companies are starting to invest in that, but we want to support them. And I mean, they went forth and put all the time and money out to build it. And we want to support them and try to sell that and promote that, because I definitely think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I did too. I think that sounds great. Okay, got another question coming in. Speaking of flooring, what is the best flooring to use on my rental house that's going to withstand wear and tear of tenants? Ooh, that's a loaded question.
Right, it is. And the reason why is because you never know how people are going to take care of it. Every flooring is going to be different depending on how they take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I go in houses where people have had carpet since the 1980s and the carpet still looks good. And they're like, oh, I need to replace it. I'm like, yeah, but the carpet still looks good.
Mm-hmm.
And I could put any floor in their house and it's going to be fine.
Right.
And same with tenants. Just because it's a rental house doesn't mean people are going to tear it up. They get a bad rap because a lot of people do, but not all tenants do.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of good tenants out there that will move in, they'll take care of it, they want to get their deposit back.
Right.
So it really comes down to the tenant and the person. But I would say, you know, vinyl plank, we're seeing a lot of owners put that in because mm-hmm. it's trendy, it's affordable, and it holds up well.
And describe what that is, because if someone doesn't know what vinyl plank floors is, I mean, describe what that is. What's the difference between that, say, and just wood or...
Right. So back in like the early 2000s, we had this huge trend of like a laminate floors.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And everybody was putting a laminate. Everybody loved a laminate. It's a wood look. It snaps and locks together. It looks like hardwood floors, but without the cost of spending all the money to put a hardwood floor in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem we had with it, people mopping it, even people trying to take care of it, just mopping it, if water gets into the seams, it will sit there and swell the seams and it will come apart and it will look bad. So that's when they went back to the drawing board and was like, hey, we need to invent something new here. So we know people like a laminate, but it needs to hold up to moisture, mopping, wear and tear, things like that.
Right.
And that's where vinyl plank come from. So basically it looks like a laminate, looks like wood, but the core is going to be made out of something different. The older laminate would would be like a press board core. Mm-hmm. And the core of vinyl plank, you can either get an SPC, which is a stone and plastic composite core, or you can get a WCP, which is a wood and plastic composite core. But basically, it's stone shavings and PVC plastic is what sets the core. So you can sit there and submerge it in water, and it's not going to destroy it.
Wow. So that's good to know for bathrooms and kitchens. And
so people will do the entire house with it. Mm-hmm. So that's always a good option. Of course, you can put tile. Tile down always holds up good. I mean, nothing's going to beat that. It's just more expensive to put tile down, but it's always a good option. And then you'd be surprised how many people will put carpet back in rental houses. And they say, well, I know the carpet's going to get messed up, but some people like carpet in the bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And carpet's very affordable. So, I mean, even if you have to replace it, say, 10 years from now, you could replace it two or three times and still be under the price what tile would have been, you know?
Right. And it gives it a new look.
Gives it a new look and a good smell. I mean, when you walk in to new carpet, it's that smell. Like, you know it's fresh and new, you know? So we see a lot of landlords will go that route too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just in the bedrooms to save money and then put vinyl plank through the main area of the house. There's a lot of options, but we're always happy to come out and look at it and give you some free options. Just give us a call at our store, 850-332-5905, or just stop by and see us at 9320 North Palafox. Set up a free appointment, and we'd be happy to come out and give you all them options in person.
Well, I guess in your 20-plus years of doing this business, what are some of the things that you see that you just want to say, oh, I could have told you not to do that?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably
things that could, you know, the things that they come to you with and you just roll your eyes like, oh, you could have prevented that.
I would say there's probably quite a few of them. There's definitely a lot of cases where I will go out to do an estimate for somebody and they'll be like, hey, this is what I want to do and this is how I want to do it. And I'm thinking like, I don't know about that, you know. But then when it's all done, I'm like, wow, that looks really good. Mm-hmm. And it will surprise me, in a lot of cases.
Sure.
And then I'll start incorporating some of that. I mean, a lot of my style has just been over the last 20 years of doing it and things that I've seen and learned along the way and looking at what other people do and learning from them. So you'd be surprised that you hit this customer be some crazy off the wall ideas. And then when it's all done, I'm like, wow, it looks really good.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So especially when you're working with the designers and things like that. So I would say there's as much as that as things that I would look at and say, no, you shouldn't do that. And then when it's all done, I'm like, oh, I guess you should have done that.
Can I make a guess that some of it is the do-yourself projects that you're having to come in behind to fix?
Most definitely, yes.
Where the husband's, I can do that, honey.
3 minutes right. To your next Fox News 30:30.
This is weird. I don't know what that is. Okay.
Like Fox News wants to join in on the conversation.
Apparently, yeah. So speaking of, one of the things you can do if you're a listener and you've been listening in your car and you couldn't take notes, especially when he was talking about all the vinyl plank and stuff like that, you can always re-listen to this interview, this podcast, on our podcast page. We have a newsradio923.com. You just go there, click on Pensacola Expert Panel, click on podcast, then you'll see the Jonathan's Roofing and Construction logo. Click on that, and you can re-listen to this interview today and get your facts. And every show we've done with him, we have that on that podcast page.
Right, and if you miss this and you just catch the end of it and there's something you wanted to ask, you didn't get a chance to, you can call our store and talk to us about it. So it's 850-332-5905. So always feel free to do that too. Just because you don't get to ask your question and then the next 10 minutes doesn't mean you can't just call us, we'll go over it with you. So
cool. Yeah, that sounds good. All right. Well, I have a million questions personally, but
2 minutes to your next Fox News 30:30.
That's very weird. I have no idea, listeners, what is happening right now on this board. But anyway,
I don't mind being on Fox.
I know. That could work, national programming, right?
Yeah,
throw
maybe me
they're
out
listening
there.
To us right now, Jonathan. Yes. Maybe we're going out over the air. But Jonathan's Construction and Flooring has done so much in the community. You've worked on every single kind of house there probably is, haven't you?
I probably have. Off-grade, house on slabs, big houses, small houses, historical houses downtown, Milton, Gulf Breeze, out on the water, and they're all different.
Okay.
I mean, every one of them's different, believe it or not. Okay. Even when you go to your simple track house, and it's like, okay, well, this whole neighborhood is built, let's say, just by Adams Homes, and they're all basically the same.
Right.
But how they're taken care of and how they're changed over the years, everyone ends up being different. None of them are still the same.
Gotcha. Okay. We have about a minute left, even less. A quick question. What's the specific updated glazing material that is like caulk, but easier than putty.
1 minute stations.
To do windows always have to be reported.
Fox News 3030.
You pretty much do have to use just a window glaze if you're putting glass back in. I will see some people do silicone, or in most cases, if it's the older windows, you can get rubber trim that locks in and goes around them. So that's always an option. I know we're running out of time, but feel free to call me. I'll go over it with you off air. That's 850-332-5905, or just stop in and see us at 9320 North Palafox Street. Check us out on Facebook, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, or just ask around and find a way to contact us. We're always out and about every
All
day.
All right, that sounds great.
See one of my guys, my brother, stop and talk to him.
All right, that sounds great. Been talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Thanks for being here this morning. Again, you can listen to it on 92.3.com if you want to find out more about this. And we'll be back right after the news with Pep Talk.
All right, thanks, Meg. See you next week.